And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
That's right. Check your watch. It's 5:45 on a Wednesday, which means time once again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at the station and in the greater KBOO listening community. Tonight, we've got a conversation with Tommy Moore, better known as T6, producer of United We Stand-Up comedy show at the Clinton Street Theater next Thursday, September 8th, and with Monica Beamer, KBOO's station manager.
I'm Natasha Delapai. Tonight, we're going to talk with Tommy Moore. He's known also as T6, host and producer of United We Stand Up comedy show at the Clinton Street Theater next Thursday, September 8th, and Monica Beamer, KBOO station manager. Monica, what should KBOO members know about what's happening at the Boo?
A few important things. We'll be having our fall membership drive also starting next week, Friday, September 9th, and ending Saturday, September 24th with a live party and live music that afternoon. So, it's fall membership drive time. And stay tuned for more information on the excellent specials, news, and public affairs day. And if you're a KBOO volunteer or you want to be, we are asking all volunteers to help out for a few hours for the drive, of course. And programmers all do one shift at least. And you can contact Ani at volunteer@kboo.org or volunteer@kboo.fm. So fall membership drive and KBOO members should have received sweepstakes letters in the mail last week. You can open that up and respond or go to our website and make a donation before the drive. Then we can all try to raise $25,000 and take a day off the drive with $25,000 toward our goal. And also your name will be entered in to win one of several gifts, including a trip to Mexico with airfare and some nice winery tours. If you don't, you do not have to donate to be entered into the sweepstakes. You can respond without donating. Members have also received their board election ballots. I got mine on Saturday with information on the upcoming KBOO annual meeting. And we hope folks will participate in their KBOO democracy by sending their ballots and join us at the annual meeting Sunday, September 25th. All this information, as always, is available online at kboo.fm. Or if you don't have access to the internet or a computer, you can always call the station and the front desk, 503-231-8032. And the amazing front desk volunteers will help you. And we have someone here tonight who is a great help, as many are.
Would you prefer me to call you Tommy or T6?
I prefer T6.
Thank you, T6.
Thank you.
And could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your life, how you started here at KBOO?
Okay, I am T6. I'm a local comedian. I'm a producer in the Portland area. I've been doing stand-up about 2 years. I've been producing about a year. Being that I was invited on the show, I think it's Kitchen Table Talk with Mary, and I was a guest on her show for Positive Role Models in the Portland area. And it was my first introduction to KBOO, and it was love at first sight, and I've been coming back ever since. I've been volunteering where I could. Phone drive, of course. I will be volunteering this phone drive, so if you call in, you may get to hear me. I may tell you a joke or two. So, of course, it's just been a positive experience here at KBOO, and the more I come, the more I look forward to coming back. So,
and you mentioned comedy and producing. What is your experience in comedy in Portland?
And actually, I started doing comedy in Portland. My first stand-up performance ever was in the city of Portland at the Helium Comedy Club. And I just continued on with that. I've done a lot of local comedy clubs. I've done Salem Capital Theater. I've done Curious Comedy Club.
It's a lot of practice.
It's a lot of practice.
Have you met other individuals involved in comedy in Portland through KBOO?
Not through KBOO. Actually, all of the comedians now that's been introduced to KBOO is through me, because some of them are transit to the state as well, like myself. So,
could you tell us a little about how you got involved and started this event that's happening next week?
Okay, well, I was contacted by one of the event planners on this event. His name is Gil, And he contacted me because he was interested in doing a comedy fundraiser event. And he was informed that I have experience and I'm a new volunteer at KBOO. And he contacted me and see would I be interested or how could I participate in it. And we met and I showed him my credentials, the things I just got through telling you. And he was impressed, so he felt that I was a good person to, you know, help with this comedy event. And it started from there.
How can our community radio be a vehicle for expressing comedy in a way that helps social progress?
In a variety of ways, because the comedians have the freedom, a true freedom of speech, because nothing is really supposedly taken serious. So you have this great platform to tell a joke, make people laugh, but also inform people of the things that's going on in the community. So you have a platform. So most comedians use that as a way to express, enlighten, inform others that may be not informed about certain subjects.
I was pretty impressed with the lineup for the event next week. Again, it's Thursday at the Clinton Street Theater. Do you want to say a little bit about any of the comedians?
I do. This lineup was handpicked. First of all, Noriko Ott, he is Portland's funniest person 2016. He wow. just won it maybe a month ago. The winner of was Adam Potsy, followed by the third place winner, Bree Pruitt. So we have three of Portland's funniest people in this contest. Also, Brandy Morgan is flying in from Honolulu, Hawaii to be in this event. So someone who had reached out to me and asked me previously about any shows that may be around, let her know. As well as Belinda Giles, the Amazon Queen, who's a big name in comedy here. And our headliner of the night, Ms. Debbie Wooten. Funny, hilarious, over, she may not want me to tell how many years she got, but, you know, very experienced, you know. I also tried to make the lineup a little diverse, a little bit something for everyone. Of course, I shouldn't miss Betty Lungen. You know, she's probably one of our oldest comics on the list. Maybe I shouldn't tell her age either. However,
she's got lots of experience.
Yeah, it's lots of experience.
She's a mentor.
Of course. So it's something for everyone, I guarantee, with this lineup. I personally picked them, and I can put my name on the line that says this lineup will deliver something for everyone.
How could you see the future of stand-up comedians being involved with the future of KBOO?
I could see them being involved greatly because they have a voice too that travels as well as KBOO. So they're in more intimate settings with people that may not be big radio listeners or may have never been introduced to KBOO. So by them actually going into bars and clubs and venues and maybe expressing some of the ideals and some of the knowledge that they've learned or some of the information they've gained from KBOO, I think it would be beneficial to KBOO and the community as well. You know, the message is continually being spread.
What do you feel about your personal future with KBOO?
My personal future with KBOO, I feel like it is so big. I do. I'm in love with KBOO. I've never been involved with community radio or radio at all. So, you know, I was at awe when I came in and realized how open and warm. And I'm sure KBOO is probably a lot different than your normal radio station, but the welcoming and the love and the love that I noticed just in the building and the support of the community, it's very intoxicating. And I personally find myself constantly thinking about KBOO.
Well, you give what you bring in.
You can listen 24/7 as well, which is one of the best parts. And what have you learned from being involved with KBOO so far?
From being involved in KBOO, I've learned a lot of things that I was not aware of. I wasn't aware how long KBOO has been here. I am a transit here too, originally from Alabama. So I learned a lot from I learned a lot about the city and the history of the city and some of the ups and downs that the city has went through throughout the periods from here. You know, some things that I didn't necessarily pick up at the workplace. So
what do you think we would use as emotional or comedy fodder that we would have learned through the history of Portland or what you've just learned from being around people in Portland that might be used at this event?
I'm sure, you know, all of these guys, you know, are locally or they've even been here 5 years or more. So I'm sure a lot of material will be used.
Portland's kind of easy to make fun of.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of them are Portlandians. And, you know, they know how to make Portlandians laugh. You know, like I said, these are not amateurs. They're some of the, they are the best Portland has to offer.
And do you have any personal favorites that you'd like to mention that you haven't already?
No, I don't have any personal favorites. You know, they all do justice. They're all great. I'm excited.
Could you tell us a story about one, perhaps, if you have one for us that's on the lineup?
Maybe, let me see a quick story. Okay, so Belinda, the Amazon Queen, quick story from her. I saw her at another night, at another venue night club, and she was just up telling her jokes, and I introduced myself afterwards, and come to find out we're originally from maybe like 2 or 3 hours apart in Alabama. Wow. She was from Alabama as well, cool. So there was an instant connection. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a small world. That's one thing we found in Portland is a small town in a big city.
Yes, it is. It is. I agree.
We're going to have to wrap up, but how do folks find out more about this this event?
Okay, you can go to KBOO FM on the right hand. The right-hand side of the homepage under community events, or you can go to KBOO FM United We Stand, and of course you can look us up on Facebook at United We Stand Facebook page as well.
That again is KBOO.FM/United We Stand. Thank you so much, T6.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
And enjoy, that event is coming up next Thursday, September 8th, at the Clinton Street Theater.
6:30.
Thank you. 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
We will be having our fall membership drive also starting next week, Friday, September 9th, and ending on Saturday, September 24th, with a party with live music that afternoon. Stay tuned for more information on excellent specials and news and public affairs day. If you're a KBOO volunteer, or want to be, we're asking all volunteers help out for a few hours this drive. Programmers are asked to do one shift. You can contact Ani at volunteer@kboo.org. And KBOO members should have received our sweepstakes letter in the mail last week. If you open up and respond, or go to our website and make a donation before the drive, then we can try and raise $25,000 and take a day off the drive. This is a great way to start our fall membership drive, $25,000 towards our goal. Also, your name will be entered in to win one of several gifts, including a trip to Mexico with airfare and some nice winery tours. You do not have to donate to be entered in to win the sweepstakes. So please open up your sweepstakes mailing and respond to that before September 9th, or go online to support the sweepstakes and start of the drive. Members have also received their board election ballots. I got mine on Saturday with information on the upcoming KBOO annual meeting. We hope folks will participate in their KBOO democracy by sending their ballots and also join us at the annual meeting Sunday, September 25th. All of this information is also available online at kboo.fm. Or if you do not have access to the internet or a computer, you can always call the station's front desk at 503-231-8032, and an amazing volunteer will help you. Thank you to everyone for your supporting KBOO in all the ways you do.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59, and tonight is the first edition, the first episode of a brand new show, Keeping It Real, so stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Portland Underground Graduate School. Classes that begin in September include The Problem with Privilege, Direct Action Organizing, and Decoding Plants, Seeing Urban Flora with New Eyes. Portland Underground Graduate School is also known as PUGS. Classes take place all over the Portland metro area. Information about registering, future classes, and more can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring. We are seeking a full-time AM News and Public Affairs Director. Applications are due by 4 p.m. Friday, September 2nd, at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Applications may also be emailed